Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Seth joins us now, guys, writes for The Athletic, does great work, covers the Dogs, has covered college football for a very long time. And Seth, thanks so much. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, first and foremost. What significant changes do you think potentially could happen with rivalry week? I think one that we've continued to talk about, Seth, is like, okay, what if Michigan beats Ohio State? They arguably have the best win of anybody this season. When you talk about nobody being able to beat Ohio State, it probably gets them into the playoff. Ohio State drops out of being number one. Like, those are the kind of things, and we were just talking about Georgia. Yeah. If Georgia loses to Georgia Tech, where does that leave them with this committee?
Well, I mean, the thing is, and this is, it's easy to say, well, you got to put Michigan in. If they win, they're 10-2, they have a win over Ohio State. And it's easy to say, well, Georgia clearly stays in, even if they lose to Georgia Tech because of their other wins. But there's still a limit on how many teams are in the playoffs.
Right.
It's a 12-team field.
Right.
Like, it doesn't happen in a vacuum. I'm not saying Georgia would be out. I'm not saying Michigan wouldn't be in. I'm just saying you've got to look at what the other results are and how many other teams maybe go by the wayside. Like, does Alabama lose to Auburn? Well, that takes care of things. Does Vanderbilt lose to Tennessee? Well, Vanderbilt probably needed help anyway, even if they get to 10-2, but that takes away another candidate. Does Miami lose to Pittsburgh? Like, things like that. It will become a fascinating thing if either of those results happen, if Michigan wins and or Georgia loses, because we can sit here and say now, nah, it's not, you know, but again, if there's a whole bunch of deserving like 10-2 teams, people are going to start arguing against Georgia. And I mean, I haven't thought too far down the road, and broken it down. I mean, four would be, and they'll probably still be four when the rankings come out tonight, but four would be a long way to fall, but they could. And look, right now it's only 10 spots because one's going to presumably the winner of the American Conference and one's going to the winner of the ACC. And Miami's not going to be that team unless something crazy happens to get them in the championship game. So there are 10 candidates there, and Alabama's the one that's sitting at number 10.
Right.
So, like, it's a pretty quality field, and it could become unquality, like, to create a word there, via results as they start coming in this weekend, or it could really, like, clog up.
Yeah, because Texas A&M, if they beat Texas, I think they can. Georgia loses the head-to-head tiebreaker with Alabama by virtue of, you know, Alabama beat them in Sanford Stadium. You think, I mean, where do you fall? We were just saying before you came on, Seth, Kirby probably wants to win that SEC championship, wants his guys in action, the history of it all. But, yeah. I mean, is it better for Georgia to not be in the SEC championship?
Yeah, I mean, this is there are scenarios where it is better for them to miss it, and there's other scenarios where it would not have been good to miss it. I think the scenario that is is not good is when you get way too much rest. When, like, if they win on Friday and they're 11-1, and again, it depends on other results, but let's say the committee keeps them at 4, you know, like Texas A&M beats Alabama and Texas Tech either, you know, loses or doesn't. All right, let's just say Georgia gets a bye, and they essentially get a double bye. They get off the SEC championship, and they get a bye in the first round of the playoff. You're talking like 5 weeks off at that point, and that could be too much rest. Like, looking at it last year, the thing that people forget is that, yes, the four conference champions, five really, because Clemson also went 1-done and they played a first round game, but yes, the four conference champions lost in the first round after getting byes, but they also lost to teams that, while they teams that kind of had good rest, like spaced out rest, like when you, they had 2 weeks off between, or some longer, if they didn't play in their conference championship game, until their first round games, like the December 19th and 20th weekend, and then got another like 10 or 11 days. You know, they kind of had, they didn't get rusty. I think the four conference champions last year that went out got a little bit more rusty, but also the seeding change happened. Like, Georgia played a Notre Dame game that not only wasn't rusty because it had gotten a warm-up game against Indiana, but was not the seven seed. Like, they were better than that. But they were pushed down because of the seeding format. Like, Boise State was the fourth seed. Who was it? Who was the third seed? Was it Arizona State? Maybe. But yeah, the Big 12 champ. So that part has changed. So last year is not analogous completely to this year. And I part of me has thought that Georgia's best scenario is, yes, missing the SEC championship, but not getting a bye. Like, playing, getting a home game as the fifth seed. You know, that's the one that everyone wants, because, you know, you presumably play like Tulane at home, and then turn around and play like Texas Tech, let's say, in, you know, Cotton Bowl or something, probably. But a problem with that people aren't thinking of is, like, do you think Ohio State is clearly the best team in the country, defending champ, everything? Well, you're on their side of the bracket with that.
Right.
If you're able to get into the SEC championship and win it, get like the second or the third seed, then you get a bye, obviously, right, last year's situation. But you're also on the opposite side of the bracket from Ohio State. And that might be an easier path. So there's, you know, there's, again, if you could design your own scenario, if you're Georgia, that's great, but you can't. So I don't think you can automatically just say, yes, you want to miss the SEC championship.
Seth Emerson, our guest, guys, here on Dukes and Bill. Do you think that Georgia Tech regrets selling their home game and taking it to Mercedes-Benz for $10 million instead of having that home field advantage? It was amazing last weekend against Pitt.
Yeah.
Seth, we know what happened. They blew it. But you could have had a similar environment with a rivalry game that still matters, because both teams are vying for something. I don't know. Do you think they regret it?
Well, I've talked to them, and I've got the story today in The Athletic, and they're pretty clear that they don't. Obviously, Jay Batt is no longer there, the one who made the decision. But the Ryan Alpert, you know, says that, look, with the decision, you know, factors in front of them when they made the decision, which was October of last year, which was before, you know, they beat Miami, and then nearly beat Georgia and infused all this optimism that carried into this year, that they made the right call under those conditions. And as somebody else put it to me as I was researching this story, like, that $10 million is part of the reason they're good this year. Mm-hmm. Like, they're not sure they would have had the $10 million or been able to do the full rev share without it. Now it's easy to say, oh, you know, they would have come up with the money, but it was a little harder to say back then, especially when they didn't have as much excitement around the program. You know, they'd love for it to be at Bobby Dodd, but they've made progress. I mean, they thought about selling next year's Tennessee game and then ended up not, because they got so much positive response to the survey they put out to fans saying, will you pay more for a seventh home game against Tennessee versus six games, but without the Tennessee game, you get to pay less. And that was a sign of progress for the program. And yeah, I mean, if they had to go all the way back and do it all over again, it might be a tighter call. But when they announced this October of last year, I don't remember as much of a hue and cry. Like it developed over time, mainly because of the success of the team.
Talking with Seth Emerson, guys from The Athletic. Bring it back to Georgia for a second. Kirby's had to lose assistants over the years. That's what happens to good programs. Is someone going to hire Glenn Schumann in this cycle with so many openings and the way Georgia's defense has really improved dramatically over the course of the year?
Well, I would have said no a month ago based on the way the defense was performing and based on what seemed to be a very good market. Like a lot of jobs were open, but seemingly a lot of good candidates out there and not a huge assistant. There seem to be a lot of good group of five coaches and everything, but it's, you got to see what's happening. Like, I don't know who Arkansas is going to hire at this point. I don't know about Auburn. And someone was telling me yesterday, they thought DJ Durkin might get a chance to get that full-time job, which seems crazy to me, but you know, if there aren't enough good candidates out there, then it could get to a Glenn Schumann, and we'll see. I mean, Schumann may end up being a really good coach someday. We'll see. I still think that the best, we haven't seen him even coordinate an offense yet. Maybe he needs to go run a team like a Southern Miss type, but Todd Hartley, the tight ends coach, has the most presence as a potential head coach. He's a guy that, you know, in interviews and meetings and at practice is kind of the loudest and is the most like, oh, that's a head coach. And he's a really good recruiter too. That said, he's not going to get, you know, Auburn or Ole Miss or Arkansas right now, but he would be a good hire for somebody on, you know, Sun Belt level, and see what he can do and then get a big time job.
Seth, you think that Lane is gone? Yes.
I don't know. I talked to someone yesterday who said they thought it was about 50-50. And the 50% was stay at Ole Miss and the other 50% was go to LSU. That doesn't mean Florida is out of it though, because Lane is a wild card. And I get the impression that, like, sentimentally, you know, he grew up at a time, as did I, we're the same age, where Florida means something. And, you know, his dad obviously, you know, was most famous for his time with the Buccaneers. That could hold something, but LSU is LSU. LSU doesn't have anybody competing with in the state. And, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see how it's played out. I mean, everything Lane is saying so far indicates he's gone, but that doesn't mean he is. I would have said, and I probably haven't changed from this over the last 3 years.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
3 days that the most likely scenario I've thought this since stuff I heard Friday was going to LSU, but you just don't know. I don't know. It's Lane Kiffin.
It's Lane Kiffin. You're right. It is Lane Kiffin. We got to run, man. Happy Thanksgiving. Seth, thanks so much. Great insight and great piece, by the way, on Georgia Tech moving this game to Mercedes-Benz and the thought process behind it. Seth Emerson, thanks again, man.
Yep. Talk to you later.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.